This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, data sleuths take a lot of time to find images published in scientific papers that may be fake or deceptive. Now, new tools are here to help. WSJ reporter Nidhi Subbaraman tells us how technology could help clean up the scientific record. And then, as TikTok is battling a potential ban in the US, it's also facing business challenges, including slowing user growth. We'll find out what it means for TikTok's ad sales from WSJ reporter Megan Bobrowski. But first, images are an important part of scientific papers. They can help show that a new cancer treatment works or what a new species looks like. Sometimes, either by accident or on purpose, images can be copied from elsewhere or simply be misleading. WSJ science reporter Nidhi Subbaraman tells us how new high-tech tools can help address this problem. Nidhi, can you give us an example of image manipulation?
So one of the papers that an image expert flagged recently in a complaint was rife with images that looked like they'd been copied from elsewhere. There were experimental images of like cancer tissue of different types of cancers that looked the same. There were photographs of these cells that a company that sold biomedical supplies had on their website that appeared in the paper as well. And all of these looked shockingly similar with no explanation. It makes you question whether the paper is solid, whether the conclusions hold up, and any of the papers that came after it that built on the insights there hold up in turn.
What are some of the tools that can check these images to make sure they're legit?
Two of the tools that I talk about in the story are called ImageTwin and Proofig. And they're both built to analyze scientific photographs in the biomedical research space chiefly. You upload a PDF, a manuscript, and it scans the images in there, and then it points to those that it thinks have problems with them. Now, the two softwares differ a little bit. ImageTwin is the only one that has a database of images reaching back 20 years, which means it can pick up a copy or a potential duplication between papers rather than just one image on page 4 looking the same as another image on page 6. So this can come through in a few seconds or, you know, up to a minute, whereas somebody staring at a paper, depending on how many images there are, could take, I don't know, much longer than that.
So they're looking to see if images are copied. Can these tools also check to see if these images have been manipulated in some way, like with Photoshop?
They say yes. If somebody didn't just copy an image whole from page 2 to page 3, but copied a section of an image to adjust a section of a photograph and perhaps zoomed in and stretched it to make it look different. That's the sort of thing they aim to catch as well. One of the big problems people expect is that people are going to put entirely faked images into papers that are wholly manufactured by one of these super AIs that are turning up. And how do you know if this experimental photograph has not been totally made up out of whole cloth? So they're trying to see if they can find tools that figure out if this was an authentic, bona fide photograph generated by an experimental setup or if it was something that AI just made up. They haven't figured it out yet. That's the long, short effort going on now.
Who are these tools particularly useful for?
So ImageTwin has been snapped up by these data debunkers online who have made it their voluntary mission to cleanse the scientific record of rot. And they found that it pulls up red flags pretty quickly, but it also pulls up a lot of noise. And so they have to still sift through the results to make sure the problems the software is pointing to are real ones. Lots of publishers and universities, I'm told, are also beginning to use them, not as a way to spot bad papers in the published record, but rather catch them before they get out into the world so that the accidental stuff gets caught. When you're running a big lab, you have lots of images, things happen. You have a way to check your stuff before you put it out there.
That was our science reporter, Nidhi Subbaraman. Coming up, as TikTok faces a potential ban or sale, has its U.S. business lost some of its mojo? That's after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Nearly 6 years after TikTok launched in the U.S., 170 million Americans are using it. But for the first time in the app's history, its user growth is stagnating, just as TikTok finds itself battling other headwinds. WSJ technology reporter Megan Bobrowski joins us now to talk about what this means for TikTok's business. Megan, based on your reporting, you found that TikTok's user growth is stagnating. What's going on here?
Firstly, TikTok is just a maturing social media platform. You can't grow forever. They're already on almost every millennial and Gen Z smartphone in the US. So at some point, there's just not a lot more room to grow. Then there's also Instagram Reels. Its main competitor is getting better. It's gaining ground. TikTok is in a fight with the music industry right now. And so a lot of music that is normally on TikTok is not on there. And they're launching this new shopping feature on the app, and it's had mixed reviews from users so far. So there's a lot of different things that are going on at the moment for TikTok.
Broadly, what has changed since 2020 when President Trump tried to ban the app through an executive order?
So back in 2020, it was a relatively smaller platform. It was still big, but think back to the early days of the pandemic when a lot of people were just finding out about TikTok for the first time. And so it was mostly singing and dancing videos. And it's obviously evolved much more beyond that in the past few years to everything from influencers selling makeup products, people telling stories, to really just like everything. So it's different in the sense of what the content is. And also its users have grown up. They're a bit older now. They've had a couple of years to see what the effects of TikTok are in their life. And for some people, they've said, okay, I actually don't want to use TikTok anymore. It is having a detrimental effect on my life. So that's another element of this as well.
Is TikTok still gaining new users?
Yes. To be clear, TikTok is still gaining new users. They're just losing users as well and losing users at the rate that the overall net growth is stagnant.
Yeah, who are the kinds of users who are quitting the app?
It seems to be a lot of people in their 20s. At a recent congressional hearing, the TikTok CEO shared a stat that the fastest growing demographic for TikTok right now is people over the age of 35.
So this growth has slowed down. What impact does this have on TikTok's business and its Chinese parent ByteDance?
Obviously, you want to keep growing and adding more users. And it also depends what the makeup of your users are, because advertisers are looking to reach the youth population, and they're doing that on TikTok. And so if the biggest youth population is no longer on TikTok, then that could change how much money advertisers are putting into the platform. And advertising revenue is the main revenue that TikTok gets. ByteDance is growing as well in terms of advertising revenue. Their growth has slowed, but is still growing. It just seems like this is a platform and a company that's maturing and is still massive and making a lot of money, but is not seeing the same growth figures that you were seeing when they were younger.
You reported that TikTok is still unprofitable. What does TikTok's road to profitability in the US look like?
It's really hard to tell because TikTok, like many companies, is right now prioritizing scaling up versus trying to become profitable. As long as you're doing that, it's going to be really hard to hit that profitability.
What has TikTok said about this slowing user growth?
TikTok says that they are still a platform for millions and millions of users and advertisers and creators, and that we're still here and we're still growing.
Last week, the House voted to approve a bill to ban TikTok or force ByteDance to sell off the app. The bill is headed to the Senate, and there's a ways to go before it could become a law. How does all this fit in with TikTok's current business challenges?
It's interesting that they're having all these challenges at the same time. To be clear, the user growth stagnating is not directly related to the bill that's being taken through Congress right now. But part of the bill says that TikTok would either be banned or could be sold to a U.S. company. And so where it has an impact is if TikTok were to be sold to a U.S. company, all of these factors would factor into any sort of sale. The fact that their user growth is stagnating could have an impact on the price that they would be willing to sell to a U.S. company. That being said, the Chinese government has signaled that they will not allow ByteDance to sell TikTok to a U.S. company. But if a sale were to happen, these numbers would be important to know for whoever is going to buy the company.
That was tech reporter Megan Bobrowski. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsap. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.